Hello, it's the 20th of June, 2019, and we have the Star and the Four of Wands and the Three of Coins. Inspiration, foundation, and cooperation equals realization. Or build it and they will come, as I was going to call this little group today. Man or woman does not live on dreams alone, or do we? In the past position is the beautiful radiant star, number 17th of the major arcana, Aquarius and Gemini. Number one is I, as in the muse is speaking to me. Seven is faith in and guidance from divine sources, equal eight, eternal strength. This is the card of artists, musicians, writers, actors, movie stars, and stars of all kinds who all start as dreamers. It's a beautiful vibe, a very healing vibe, a very peaceful vibe. A serene, beautiful nude woman is out under the stars watering and seems to have her head cocked slightly towards a little red bird in a tree, who is said to bring all those wonderful songs and poems and messages down to whisper in her ear. The star follows the crashing and burning castles made of sand card, the tower in the tarot. This is very much about recovering from the rug having been pulled out from under us somehow. The tower speaks of things that are not built on a firm foundation, therefore not built to stand up, like the crumbling tower. The star is the ray of hope that follows. The best thing about the star in the past position is where it has led us. The Four of Wands in the present. Fire, Leo, Sagittarius, Aries, Scorpio, under Venus, is the card of solid foundation and structure, as represented by the four legs on your chair or the four walls holding up your roof. The beautiful space in the garden is inviting. Floral canopies, ribbons, as if ready for a wedding or a party. Although this is a party card, it's a quiet, steady energy, our closest friends and family, that sort of thing. This is our home, and our home, or studio, atelier, workshop, is very much our castle, as suggested by the faraway castle image on the Morgan Greer card. The optical illusion, though, is that the castle seems to be right in our own backyard, under the colorful canopy. In the future is the card of creative teamwork, the hands-on Three of Coins or Pentacles, Earth, Capricorn, Virgo, Taurus, with Libra, Gemini, under Venus and Mercury. On the old-time cards, we see a meeting between three people with various talents, skills, abilities, or roles in the construction of a major cathedral-like monolithic structure. The job is bigger than any one of them individually, but they are all necessary to it. The architect drew up his plans, the church paid for it with their tax-free money, and on the Morgan Greer card, we see the stonemason working after hours to finish the job. The others, not needed at this stage, have gone home. The stonemason works on site. The architect draws up his plans in his nice office. The priest wears gold slippers as he opens the lockbox. You followed your star, which has led you to the right place at the right time. Never coincidence in my book, and someone may very well come up with money or a contract or a beautiful creative space in which you and your team can get to work spewing genius, as my old friend Kim Fowley used to say.